News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
We think we're recycling pros, but the reality is quite different. That's the main message from Repack's first ever annual National Recycling Knowledge Audit. Its CEO, Zoe Kavanagh, joins us now. Zoe, we're not doing so well when it comes to recycling.
Unfortunately not. Independent research by Repack found that 9 out of 10 respondents expressed confidence in their recycling abilities, but only 53% of them scored correctly on what items should be put in what bin. And just to make this sort of relatable for those listening to you this morning, I'm going to take 3 items. Bleach bottles, only 29% correctly identified that they can be put into the recycling bin empty with the lid on.
Okay.
Cereal boxes, 41% incorrectly
really?
Identified
cereal?
That as
cereal
you take
boxes?
The plastic liner out, you flatten the cardboard box, put both separate that's, into your recycling
I would have thought
bin.
That's pretty obvious. Like
well,
the bleaches,
yeah,
I can
you
understand.
Go.
You're kind of going, oh, am I able, because it's bleach, am I able to put it in or not? Once it's empty,
yeah,
and once there's a lid on it, you can put it in. Sorry, I interrupted you. The third one?
And the third one, deodorant bottles. So 43% knew it could go in the recycling bin. And what this is telling us is they're just 3 household items. If Ireland and the citizens correctly put items into each of their 3 bins, at home, at work and on the go, Ireland can recycle 500,000 tons more material.
Okay.
And the reason we've done this audit now is in preparation for next year. The European targets on recycling rates are increasing significantly. And if Ireland keeps going the way we're going, we're going to fail on plastic. We're
okay.
Really good on all other materials, but plastic is the challenge.
Can I put it to you that, like, I'm actually somebody, I spend a lot of time separating my waste, and I kind of pride myself on trying to put things in the right bins. There are things, though, that are not obvious, and I wonder, are they signposted enough? Like, to mention one of them there that you've already mentioned, deodorants. Like, are you talking about, like, the roll-on deodorants? Are you talking about the sprays? What can you put in? What can't you put in? Because I'll be totally honest, I'm not sure.
So here's my guidance. When in doubt, put it in the recycling bin.
Oh, really?
And the reason I'm giving everyone that advice this morning is we have recycling centres that receive all the bins.
Yeah.
And they have optical sorters and all kinds of technology to sort it. But what they want is that recycling bin presenting packaging clean, loose and dry.
Yeah, once it's dry,
and this is why
that's
I wanted
key,
to
isn't it?
Dry. And I want to talk about contamination levels and particularly contamination levels with food waste. This is going to surprise you. At a household level, currently a quarter of the general waste bin should be in the recycling bin and a fifth should be in that brown organic bin. And at work, 37% of the general waste bin should be in recycling and 32%.
Well, I mean, you mentioned work. One thing that drives me mad when you see restaurants and stuff and they have the and various public places where you have the bins where you divide them into 3 and they're always things in the wrong bin. It actually, people just don't bother, basically.
Do you know, people want to do the right thing. The research is showing us we're up for this. Ireland is good at this. But I think what we're saying now, and we're launching a new campaign today called The Most Sorted, we're inviting people to pause for thought before they throw. Pause before you throw. And you have 2 resources available to you, the repack.ie website or mywaste.ie. Go and check. Take the time to check and get it right. Because if we get it right, we can hit our targets. And that's really important. We've been compliant up to now. We have Repack as this compliance scheme. We have 3,500 members. And members' fees are actually funding the glass bring back bins, the household recycling bins, civic amenities and commercial backdoor packaging waste. We're funding that. And for our members' tons, we're 100% compliant, but our members only represent 60% of Ireland's packaging waste.
Okay.
So what we're saying now, starting today, is let's all of us segregate properly, use the 3 bins, and the 40% who are not part of Repack, we want to bring them on board. And in fact,
Zoe
Nation is going to bring them on board next week so we can invest more to get better results.
Zoe Kavanagh, Repack's CEO, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast with that sound advice there.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.